And good evening, everyone. This is Mulberry Blue Shimmer in an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast reply to the second episode of The Zed Show. And Zed, I've got to say, that was an amazing story that you told in your podcast. Like you, I do believe in UFOs. I'm, although sort of swinging between the possibility of, sort of extraterrestrial life and a terrestrial phenomena, which is a whole other story. But anyway, back to your podcast and the story you told. I was sitting there open-mouthed and just thinking, wow, while I'm listening to this. And I guess a couple of possibilities for explanations for this guy jumped into my mind. When you were describing him telling your parents, I almost got this sense of he was maybe unburdening himself in a way. Now, whether that was something he dreamed up or it was actually something he saw, like, that's something I can't answer at the moment. But I really got the sense of he was trying to unburden himself over something. Now, whether that was Roswell or you know, whichever, that sort of remains to be answered. The other thing that I really found intriguing was the Gary Powers substitute thing for him. That was like, whoa. Is there a possibility that, is there a conspiracy theory that you've heard of? Maybe that Gary Powers was kind of a scapegoat for whatever reason, to let the Russians know that they were in fact being spied on. So maybe he's behaviours sort of stem from the realisation of that, like, wow, that could have been me, I am expendable, blah blah blah. I was envisaging his house when you were describing it, and I'm thinking, man, that's one crazy place, like chickens everywhere. Jeez. That's okay. That's a new one on me. I'd never thought about chickens being like a really good guard animal. Here it's actually sort of popular with geese, because apparently they make a hell of a lot of noise, and they're actually quite aggressive too, so chickens is a new one on me. I have to ask though, sort of a couple of things that, you know, I thought, you know, might help you find some answers. Do you have access to, or do you know anyone who managed to maybe get a hold of some of his personal papers after he died? That might shed some light on things. Can you maybe find out sort of the date from when he started living the life he did? Like, I get the impression from what you said that he was single, he never married or, you know, sort of had a relationship or anything like that. So, I don't know, maybe that might be, you know, sort of a good starting point, sort of when did he actually start living like that, and you might be able to find out the trigger event that started it, because obviously he was paranoid about something, but, you know, you can't actually say what that is at the moment because we just don't know, but there was something going on with the guy, just sounding like it, that's for sure. Excellent point too on the clocks, and, you know, sort of UFO abductees losing time. That's an interesting one. I mean, the other thing, you know, too, is he could have just been some guy with an OCD, like obsessive compulsive disorder, and it manifested itself in clocks. I mean, you know, is there anyone you can sort of talk to who knew more about his home life that might, again, shed some light on things? That's just my thoughts listening to that. Again, as I said, excellent podcast. I really enjoyed listening to that. Loved your first one too, by the way. That was classic. And your theme music's cool, man. Battlestar Galactica is a really, really super cult thing here. Hardly anyone knows about it, but I remember watching the original series. The newer series was a bit more difficult. It was on at 2 o'clock in the morning, so I wasn't very coherent when I was watching it. Anyway, love your stuff, man, and take care.